Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here and for taking the time to listen in. We are at episode 20. I cannot believe that I have recorded, or almost recorded, by the end of this episode, 20 episodes. Oh my goodness. In episode 16 to 19, we have been talking about the signature and not self of each human design energy type. And when I was preparing and putting this episode together, I thought that a really beautiful way to tie a bow on this series would be to walk you through some suggestions or ways that each energy type could support themselves in moving out of the not self. And I know I sprinkled suggestions throughout the individual episodes, so please do go back and listen to those. But I do hope that in this episode, you find one or some or all of these supportive for you and also for those people in your life. Remember, although we have the title and theme of this podcast as Human Design for Educators, human design is a tool to support you in all areas of your life. Not just for teachers or educational leaders, but for mums, for dads, for children, for everyone. Let's dive in. Okay, let's talk about our lovely generators, some strategies for you. So listening to your intuition, trusting your gut instincts to guide you towards activities and opportunities that resonate with your authentic self. Pay attention to what brings you joy and fulfillment. Honoring your response instead of feeling pressured to initiate action, waiting for opportunities that evoke a genuine response within you. This ensures that your energy is invested in endeavors that align with your true passions and interests. Set clear boundaries. Avoid saying yes to every request out of a sense of obligation. Learn to prioritize your needs, as counterintuitive as this may seem, and establish clear boundaries to protect your energy and well-being. Embrace satisfaction. Celebrate your accomplishments and fulfillment from completing tasks that align with your passions. Allow yourself to bask in the joy of your achievements, resting in that sense of contentment and fulfillment. My beautiful many gens, here are some strategies for you. Following your creative flow, so embracing your multifaceted interests and talents by allowing yourself the freedom to pursue diverse passions. Follow your creative flow and let your intuition guide you towards fulfilling endeavors. Balance action and reflection. So instead of constantly jumping from one project to another, take that time to reflect on your progress and reassess your priorities. This is going to allow you to channel your energy more effectively and avoid burnout. Honor your unique process, recognizing that your unconventional approach to tasks might confuse others at times, but if you communicate your process and intentions clearly, that will really foster that understanding and collaboration and bring that into your endeavors. Embracing adaptability. So instead of resisting the change and that pivoting, embrace it as an opportunity for growth and evolution. Cultivate a flexibility in your approach to life and remain open to those new experiences and possibilities. And practice patience. Understand that not every endeavor is going to yield these immediate results. Practice patience and perseverance as you navigate the twists and turns of your journey, trusting that each experience contributes to your growth and development. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. Beautiful manifestors, some strategies for you. Embracing your authenticity. Instead of conforming to those societal expectations, honor your true desires and aspirations. Allow yourself that freedom to initiate action, which is really aligned with your inner truth. Practice informing. So rather than acting impulsively, communicate your intentions with those who may be affected by your decisions. This is going to really foster trust and collaboration and leading to much more smoother interactions and better outcomes. Respecting boundaries. So recognizing that your independent nature may sometimes clash with other people's needs for autonomy. Respect their boundaries and involve them in your plans to foster that mutual respect and understanding. Cultivate patience. Understand that not everything needs to happen immediately. Practicing patience and allowing time for others to process and adapt to your initiatives will foster a much more harmonious environment. And seek alignment. Instead of pursuing projects solely for the sake of productivity, ensure that your actions align with that inner purpose and vision. This will really cultivate a sense of fulfillment and authenticity in your endeavors. Beautiful projectors, some strategies for you. Honoring your energy. So recognizing that your energy levels fluctuate and it's essential to listen to your body's signals. Prioritize rest and self-care to recharge your energy and maintain balance. Cultivating boundaries. So avoid overextending yourself by saying yes to every opportunity that comes your way. Set clear boundaries to protect your energy and ensure that you're investing it in endeavors that align with your passions and values. Embrace strategic action. So rather than rushing into action, take the time to strategize and plan your approach carefully. Focus on projects that align with your strengths and interests because this will maximize your impact and your fulfillment. And find your tribe, surrounding yourself with supportive individuals who appreciate and value your contributions. Those places and spaces where you feel seen and understood foster a real sense of belonging and connection for you. And lastly, the beautiful, beautiful reflectors. Here are some strategies for you. Embrace fluidity. Instead of clinging to rigid structures and routines, Allow yourself to flow with the natural ebb and flow of life. Embrace spontaneity and remain open to the unexpected, trusting that it holds valuable insights and opportunities. Seek diversity. Really surround yourself with a diverse range of experiences, perspectives, and people. Engage with different cultures, different ideas, and different environments to expand your understanding and to enrich your life. Practice detachment, so avoid becoming overly identified with external influences and opinions. Cultivate a sense of detachment and objectivity, which will really allow you to make decisions from a place of inner wisdom and clarity. Create the space for reflection. So set aside regular time for introspection and reflection. Create a quiet sanctuary where you can retreat and where you can connect with your inner self and where you can gain valuable insights and clarity. And trust the process. Understand that your unique journey may unfold in unexpected ways. Trust and have faith that everything is unfolding as it should, even if it doesn't always make sense in the moment. And there you have it, just a handful of suggestions to support you as you continue on with learning more about all things human design and specifically your unique human design. I do hope that there is something in there for you today. I heard a particularly beautiful way of phrasing this a couple of weeks ago, which was take what resonates for you and leave the rest for someone else. For some reason, I really, really love this particular way at looking at this concept and the way that we receive information. It really, really landed for me. So I hope it did for you too. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, if you'd like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. Maybe there's something you'd like me to cover in an upcoming episode. Let me know. I will see you in the very next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.